How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Did I mention that I was the Great Stone Dragon? I am not, in fact, the Great Stone Dragon. Though it is from one of my favorite movies of all time, Mulan. We just talked about Mulan yesterday. It's Mulan week here. It's not Mulan week. It was two divas. But still, don't tempt me. One day, we'll see. In Disney's Mulan, when Mulan runs away and joins the army to protect her family and her father, her ancestors decide to send one of the family's guardians to bring her home safely. They could send the strongest, or the wisest, maybe the most cunning, or the swiftest. No. They will send the most powerful of all, the Great Stone Dragon. Outside of the little sanctuary that the ancestors inhabit is a great stone dragon statue, and they send Mushu to awaken the great stone dragon with his gong. Stony, as he calls him, does not wake up. He actually shatters into like a million pieces, and Mushu then has to make a choice. He can go back and tell the ancestors that he has destroyed the great stone dragon, or he can pretend to be the Great Stone Dragon and go and help Mulan. Well, he lies to the ancestors, pretends to be the Great Stone Dragon, lies to Mulan about being the Great Stone Dragon, and it sort of all works out in the end, but that's not the point. The ancestors choose to put their trust in the Great Stone Dragon, the greatest of their guardians, to retrieve and protect Mulan and restore honor to the family. It is very easy to put our trust in the wrong places. I tend to often put my trust in myself. Doesn't always pan out. Regardless of where we choose to put our trust, whether it's in ourselves, in our abilities, in our friends, your faith in your friends is your weakness. That's not true. Sometimes it's true. That is true in Star Wars. That's a different thing. We ultimately have one correct option. The most correct place we can put our trust is in God. Ultimately, God knows what is coming, knows where we are going, where we need to be, where we don't, what we need to follow through on and do well, and what we shouldn't have been doing to begin with. God is the wisest and most powerful guardian we can imagine. Maybe even more than we can imagine, truly, more than we can imagine. He is so far beyond any of our other options. It doesn't even seem comprehensible. I have two big personal projects and a work project coming up, and I'm genuinely worried about all three. I'm a little in over my head on all three, and none of them will I be able to do myself, and though I will indubitably try to do them all myself, I know better. And while I have my friends and my co-workers and my family who will hopefully help me and support me, they will. Ultimately, the one I need to put my trust in for all three of them is God. Whether it's our day-to-day choices or our lifelong hopes and dreams, where we go, what we do, what we say, who we say it to or in front of, who we even are talking to, they're all choices we need to put our trust in God to make the correct decisions. We have to lean on Him, His protection, His will, His understanding, His forgiveness, and most importantly, His wisdom. Psalm 56 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Ultimately, Mulan puts her trust sort of in Mushu. Mushu sort of puts his trust in Mulan, and it works out in the long run. They did not need the Great Stone Dragon. There are plenty of places we can choose to put our trust and plenty of things we should trust in. But ultimately, the greatest, most powerful thing we can trust in is God. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast and hang out with us on the Facebook page, The Nerd of God Squad. Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, Did I mention I was the Great Stone Dragon?